You are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo. I'm your co-host, Natasha Light.
Hey, y'all. I'm your other host, Danielle Gibson. Today, we are joined by TJ Holmes, the manager of the Something Blue Shop. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
No, thank you, guys. I'm super excited. This is my very first podcast.
Oh, exciting. I love that we get to have you on for your very first podcast. But before we get to dive into all the fun things that entail wedding dress shopping, we need to do our cheese straw segment first. So Danielle, will you introduce our guest for cheese straws?
Yes. So TJ is actually a big fan of cheese straws. He was actually telling me all about all kinds of things before we got on here. So I'm going to let you take it away, TJ. Can you explain what a cheese straw is?
Oh my gosh. First of all, I don't know why it's called a cheese straw, but it is called a cheese straw. But they are the best thing in the world. You have to have a cheese straw if you're from the South. Like, you don't go to a wedding shower, a baby shower, anything like that without a cheese straw. And I was telling Danielle before the segment, like, in order to make the perfect cheese straw, you have to have this special machine that women have been using forever, and they're very hard to find. So dig through your grandmother's kitchen, find the cheese straw maker, and make some cheese straws.
Amazing. I did not know that either. That's cool.
Yeah, he's told me all kinds of stuff. So now we know.
So apparently we need to do a history of the cheese straw with TJ instead. No, just
kidding. Yeah, he was going over all the details. So, all right. So let's get to the part a little bit about TJ and the Something Blue Shop. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the history of the Something Blue Shop and where did the name come from?
Sure. So the Something Blue Shop is celebrating its 53rd year. It had two owners. The first owner was the Prince family, which was a family local to Hartsel. And one of the owner's daughter actually named the store the Something Blue Shop. It comes from that term, something borrowed, something new, something blue. And then they spelt shop with two P's and an E to give it a little bit more of a formality, a little French note there. But the store is now with its second owner. Her name is Sarah Morris. She actually, I don't know the ins and outs exactly, but one day she decided she wanted to buy the store. It was for sale. She came home and told her husband, like, I'm using the kids' college money. I'm buying this store. She has three daughters. And so she did. Yeah. So she did. And I guess that was her driving force to, you know that she had to pay that back. So she has laid down a bed of success for the 30 plus years that she has owned the store.
Well, that's, and I know, awesome. She also relies on you as well. So you want to tell us a little bit about the history of you and kind of how you even came to the shop? I think you've worked there quite a while, haven't you?
I have. I have been there. This is going in my, 11th year. And before that, I worked at one of the largest prom pageant bridal stores in the state of Ohio. Actually, they're probably one of the largest in the country. And did some training with them for about a year and then came back home. Hartsel is my hometown. To work with Sarah at the Something Blue Shop in more of a manager role. And now I've still managing, but she has retired this past month. Very happy for her. So now I'm leading the store full force on her behalf. So,
well, congratulations.
Congrats. Yeah,
it's a big deal. So I think what makes you so unique and the Something Blue Shop so unique is really the experience that you guys create for brides. Do you kind of want to walk us through like what that entails and how you create such a fun experience for brides and their families?
Yeah. So we, the experience is probably 95% of picking a dress, picking that ideal dress that you've dreamed about. You know, there's a lot of moving parts that go into that experience because you come in and you have mom who has an idea, daughter who has an idea, aunt who has an idea, and then you have mother-in-law who's always dreamed about what her son is going to marry or who her son is going to marry. So you know, there's lots of moving parts to that experience. I would say that, you know, we just focus a lot of training on customer service. And one of our consultants one day in a meeting was talking to one of our new consultants, and she said, my best advice is I always treat every bride as I would want my daughter treated. And so that's part of the experience that we give every day. You know, we do several things in our store, from try-ons and inspects, and then, you know, the purchase and that sort of thing. But, you know, your experience is why you buy there, the customer service, the longevity of our store.
So you talked a little bit about this, but you have brides come from all over the U.S. to your, so I think the Something Blue Shop is really a destination for brides.
Absolutely. So we've actually done some research, and brides driving far to buy their dress, or a destination to buy their dress, is not a typical thing for most bridal stores. A lot of the analytics and stuff we've studied, they've driven maybe 30 miles. So we do have something extremely special in Hartsel, where on average, most of our girls have driven anywhere from 88 to 188 to 200 miles one way just to get to us on a Saturday. And you're talking, you know, not just one girl or two girls, but you're talking a store full of girls on Saturdays and through the week that we have legitimately, they have put in MapQuest or whatever people use these days to get to us. So it's very flattering and very humbling to know that, you know, these girls have sought us out to come to us.
So tell us, what kind of dresses do you offer? Because obviously these girls are driving a long way for the experience, but they also obviously want to find the perfect dress.
Yeah. Well, we, of course, with 53 years history with designers and manufacturers, we get the opportunity to, on any given day, we can have 15 to 25 tester dresses in our store. So this means that this is a dress that a designer wants feedback on. And so they have sent those dresses to the Something Blue Shop in Hartsel, Alabama, from the Netherlands, from, you know, all over the world, to get feedback, to see our brides, you know, into this or not into that. So a lot of girls love that. They love that uniqueness. That they potentially could have a dress that doesn't make a cut, that doesn't make the line. We also do a ton of customizations with the designer. Again, I go in and I help designers on a regular basis decide what, you know, needs to be taken out of their line or added in or what we're missing. And so the brides have just heard that. We have their trust, and they know that we're going to fulfill that. So when people ask, what kind of dresses do you have? I'm just like, that's an open-ended question, because for me, dresses change every day. Like, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they're ivory, maybe some color, but there are little components to a dress that just make it so different than the other one.
I am curious, do you just like have a favorite style of dress that you've seen through the years that you just think is timeless and classic?
Well, I am as Southern as a cheese straw. So I do feel like that ball gown is still like off the shoulder, you know, that could cross over maybe even to that debutante look, is still one of my favorites. And I just, you know, to see that go down the aisle is just stunning.
That's amazing. It's always a beautiful dress. That's like what I like nicknamed the princess dress, because it's just got like that nice little poof.
Yeah.
You just need a tiara. And
we have those too.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So do you want to talk about maybe some other things you offer as well?
Yeah. So we, over the past few years, found that the number one person having trouble shopping for a wedding was not the bride. It was the mother of the bride, the mother of the groom. So we, 3 years ago, decided to expand our whole store. And for those of you who know where Hartsel, Alabama is, we are kind of like the flagship store to downtown. We now consume 4 buildings downtown. So, and we did that because of moms, because of guest of wedding, that person who's getting overlooked in most stores. And you want something a little bit more special than a department store look. And it has changed the way we buy. It has changed the way we look at dresses. And moms are hungry to buy something nice for themselves. And a lot of bridal stores, I think, have just kind of missed that. I'm not giving away any of our secrets there. But, you know, I think that catering to everyone in the wedding is, again, something that's kind of making us unique. But for that bride who maybe already has her dress, you know, it's she's wearing her mother's dress or it's an heirloom piece or something. We still have the veils, that tiara you spoke of, headpieces, jewelry, anything you can imagine that you would need on your wedding day, we have.
That's awesome. I love that you took into consideration the like mother of the bride and the mother of the groom, because I have three older brothers, and I remember when they were going through their weddings, my mom was so stressed out trying to find her like dress.
Her perfect dress.
Exactly. Like it was such a challenge. So I was like, that's actually, I think, really tender that you guys do that, because I know how stressful that can be, having lived through that, like firsthand watching my mother go through that. And so I love that.
And it's one of those things that a mom who their child is getting married, not to get psychological on you guys, but there's a lot of components going into that stress of that dress, you know, and whether it be their bride or the groom they're representing, you know, it's something that needs to be a special moment also.
Mm-hmm. I love to actually, they're located right in downtown. So I love when you guys do the window displays, like you change them out. And I love driving by there. I drive by there all the time. I'm like, ooh, I wonder what they have this time. So you do a phenomenal job with your window displays as well.
Thank you. Those windows can be a blessing and a curse. You know, it's so crazy. The moment one person gets their, takes a dress off of a mannequin, they're like, we get calls and texts like, there's a naked mannequin in the window, please put a dress on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So earlier when you spoke about stopping traffic, I literally stop traffic on a daily basis.
How often do you change the window displays?
The dresses we try to change weekly. The like decoration, that sort of thing, monthly, seasonally.
I'm always trying to think of like ways that I could wear something in the window display, but
yeah, we get people all the time that will call about the, you know, it's crazy, but Main Street is where we sit. And so people, they love the dresses in the window. It's a huge part of driving through downtown Hartsell. And little girls will love to come and just look in the windows. I had a bride actually not too long ago that was standing on the pedestal in her dress. And she said when she was a little girl on summer vacation, she had to come stay with her grandmother. And her grandmother asked, could she just walk her through the store and look at bridal gowns? And she did. She was like 8 years old. And here she is now buying a dress from us because of that.
Oh my goodness. Creating lasting memories.
Yes.
Seriously, that's perfect.
So what's your favorite part of your job?
Geez, that's a tough question. I love all aspects of my job, from training the staff to working with the brides, with their families, with, you know, extended parts of their wedding, whether it be their photographer or something like that, that may have questions. I love all aspects of it. I would have to say my best answer to that question would be the buying part of it. So I buy 100% of the gowns that are at the Something Blue shop. And I reference sometimes the movie that was out once, Sisters of the Traveling Pants or whatever it was called.
Yes.
You know, so like I see that dress and it's being formed, being made for our store. I've picked it out and I know what it's going to look like before it's hanging there. And to see it hanging there and then a bride stretch out her arm and pick that dress up and want to try it on and then it become hers. And then we see pictures of it later, you know, and that to me has to be the all-time high is when it's all said and done and that same dress that, you know, several months ago by that point that I have picked out for the store is still making her smile.
That's beautiful.
It's like you're invested. You spend all that time finding the perfect dress and then she found it. So
absolutely. You know, amazing. when you're shopping for bridal gowns, you sit there for hours a day, sometimes for a week long, and you see the same color in front of you, the same, you know, so, you know, it really yeah. does become monotonous. But for me, I think about where it's going to hang in the store, what part of the store it's going to be in, for what bride is it going to be for. I learned a long time ago, I can't buy what I love, or just what I love. I do love most everything that we buy, but, you know, Sarah taught me, you have to buy what someone else may love. And I think, you know, that goes back to your question earlier about what types of dresses do we have in the store? You know, we have to be filled with a type of dress that anyone would want to wear, whether it be from someone who wants casual or someone who even wants pants. You know, we have to fit all of those niches and needs.
That's awesome. So do you see trends in, do you like see fluctuations? You know, there for a long time, people were wanting a kind of a unique experience, and then we're kind of back to the church setting. So I think it kind of ebbs and flows, doesn't it?
I do see trends. I see trends from what girls are wanting to wear. I see trends from locations and that sort of thing. But bridal has remained classic and timeless for the most part. And it's funny, the girls, I think the brides see more of a trend than what I see, because again, you know, I'm seeing the same color garment, the same needs are being met, that sort of thing. But yeah, boho is very popular right now with brides, that more free spirit. But the average girl who says I want boho leaves with sparkle. You know, that if I could give a bride some advice right now, it would be throw away your Pinterest board. Do not look at Pinterest. Do not look at Instagram. Just come in that store with an open mind. Try on things you didn't think you wanted, and you'll find your dress.
I love that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even have a Pinterest board, so apparently I'm all set.
Yeah, you know, that actually happened to me, which this was a long time ago. I got married 16 years ago, but I really thought I wanted the like very simple kind of boho look. But then when I put it on, I was like, oh, and then I put on more of a princess dress. I was like, yes, yes, that's the one I want.
That's very common, and it freaks the girls out. But I say you need to give yourself a wow moment too. Girls get caught up in wanting everyone to love it and wanting everyone to be like, wow, look how beautiful she looks. But you need to feel that, and you need to feel like you feel different. You're not dressed to go to Target. I will say athletic wear, or whatever you call it, athleisure, has really changed the face of bridal, because girls now are like, this is very uncomfortable. And I'm like, it's because you've worn tights every day for the last week.
That's great. I can remember my sister growing up, my mom went through this phase of like sewing us dresses, and the material was awful. And so my sister would be like, oh my goodness, this is so itchy. I can't stand it. So I think we are definitely used to wearing big baggy clothes. So
yeah.
Big baggy clothes? What? No.
No, I'm not wearing a big shirt.
No, of course not. Leggings? What? No, that's awesome. So I'm just kind of curious. Let's pretend that I was engaged and about to get married. What would the process be like for me to come in and to pick out a dress with you?
So if you're engaged, I tell my very best friends, come in the store at least 12 months before your wedding. I know that sounds crazy, but I want you to have the opportunity to find your dress, not have to worry about ordering time, shipping times, that sort of things. It should be the less stressful thing that you do, because it is the most emotional connection to your wedding. So I would say the process would be that. Get engaged, come into the store, schedule an appointment. You can do that online. Schedule an appointment, come in the store, and let's find your dress and get it ordered. Don't say, oh, I have plenty of time, or oh, I'm going to go to five places. All bridal stores are going to have beautiful dresses, but you can wear yourself out going to four and five places. And not only that, it takes away that special moment. I have girls who will like cry in a dress, and they're like, I love this dress. and mom are best friends, like, but we have the day, we're supposed to be shopping all day. And they take that from that bride, because now she has to go somewhere else, and then she goes somewhere else, and she ends up coming back. But, you know, just know that you need to make your own decision. It needs to be about what you want.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that. My cousin got married last year, and I was in the bridal party. And I think she ended up in tears, not because she found dresses she loved, but because she was so overwhelmed that we actually had to, like, go take a break.
Yeah.
And, like, go eat lunch and just let her, like, calm down. And then when we went finally to a different store, that they were so sweet and they were, like, took a lot of time with her, at, like, which is what she needed.
Was it the Something Blue shop?
I wish, because I think you guys would have taken really good care of her. But by the time she found, like, her dress, it was obviously a different shop. But, like, when she found her dress, like, it took her a while to, like, realize that she actually liked it because she was so emotionally drained.
Yeah. If I could cookie cutter a bride, it would be a bride and someone, just one person with her. You know, a lot of brides don't have a mom, you know, or, you know, scenarios like that. But if you could just bring one person with you. And the other thing is how bad is it that the people you care about the most have already seen you in your dress? When those doors open, they've already seen what you look like. Just bring one person with you, you know, let everyone else be surprised.
I love that idea.
I know. I really like that idea. Dude, I'll just come by myself. I don't want people with me.
Oh, it happens a lot. We have lots of brides who have had that Saturday with mimosas in their friend group, and they're like, I'm coming next week by myself. You know, and you truly get something that you really wanted. I tell people, you buy a dress for your lineage. Like, you know, your kids, grandkids, all of those are going to see you in this dress. You know, this dress is still going to be around after you're gone.
That's a good point. It's true. Like, I can pull up, like, my mom and my grandparents' pictures. And even though, like, neither of my grandmas, I don't think, kept their dresses, like, I still have those pictures that I can see of their dresses and what they looked like. So it's kind of a fun little tidbit.
So we've got to get you engaged.
Yes, we do. I know.
Find me a man.
TJ's going to ask, though, like, I need to know, did you shop at the Something Blue shop? Because if you didn't, you're in trouble.
I know.
She has to come visit us anyway, TJ. So, yeah.
There you go. Just when I come visit, find me a man. And there you go. We'll get
a Southern boy that likes cheese straws.
There you go. See? TJ has taste.
He does.
He knows what we're talking about.
So we didn't mention this, but the Something Blue shop is in the heart of downtown. So really, you can go have lunch and shop, and you can really make it a whole day experience as well.
Awesome.
Absolutely. So we've actually expanded that shopping experience. Also, you mentioned shopping downtown. We have a store that's two doors down from us that is prom and pageant. But also through the entire year, when you don't need those types of things, we have added some ready-to-wear. So we have, like, Spanx, all those fun tights I was talking about that girls wear all the time, like camo or faux leather, all those sorts of needs, along with, like, day dresses and tea dresses or sorority rush, those kind of dresses.
Very nice.
That's
making
fantastic.
It a little more all-inclusive. But obviously the wedding dresses and, like, the mother-in-law and mother dresses are the main selling points here.
And grandmothers.
Oh, and grandmothers.
Oh, and grandmothers. Can't forget the grandmothers.
Oh.
So, TJ, did we leave anything else out that you want to talk about today?
I don't think so. This has been so much fun. Thanks for having me. And y'all can have me anytime you want me.
Amazing. We'll have you back for a cheese straw segment again.
Can we eat cheese straws on the podcast?
That sounds amazing.
Make everybody jealous. Or, like, what is happening? It's all that noise. We eat in the South. What can we say?
Yeah. You know what? I love that. I always want to eat, as we know. So that's great. Well, thank you so much for being here with us, TJ. This was a lot of fun. We enjoyed having you on here as well.
Hey, TJ, can we also talk about how to find you guys? What's your website? What's your social media handles? Y'all do an incredible job with social media as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our social media is the Something Blue Shop, or at the Something Blue Shop. And then our website is thesomethingblueshop.com.
Awesome. So make sure to book your appointments if you're not in a need for a dress. Looking
them up right now. If you just got to follow, it wasn't me.
She's the one with no man in her profile picture.
Oh, there's still hope. There's a chance. You can do it.
Someday, maybe. Anyways, it's been so much fun, and everyone go check out TJ and his the Something Blue Shop. It's obviously amazing. We love it. And just scrolling through the feed really fast, lots of beautiful dresses. Anyways, Danielle, before we go, are there any other events or things coming up we want to share?
Sure. So we've got Third Friday coming up. We've got USA Archery that's going to be coming in. We're very excited. And we also have done a podcast about that. So if you want all the details, make sure to scroll back. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast. And you can find more information at DecaturCVB.org and also on our social handles at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, everyone. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. We will talk to you all next time. Thanks for listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hosted by Natasha Lai and Danielle Gibson, produced by Relic.